The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
We're talking weekend movies with our friend Gray Drake. She is Ms. Movie Phone from moviephone.com. All right, before we get to a clip from The Intruder, so Colleen got caught using her husband's toothpaste the other day.
Which one of you two? Well, it's problematic because I never put the lid back on and it drives him nuts. That's why we started having separate toothpaste to begin with.
Okay. Now, we know you have told us before you have the separate Chex Mix bowls at your house, right?
Yes.
All right, but is there anything else that you got caught, or maybe you caught your husband Steve using of yours that you didn't know about or he didn't know about?
To be perfectly candid with you, I know for a fact that he eats my chocolate when I'm gone.
He does?
Wow.
Okay.
That's fighting words.
Well, we've got Steve on the other line.
And you know what? The thing is that I always, in my head, I have a conversation with myself where I'm like, he is an amazing human and an incredible partner, and you owe him this. That's the only possible way that you could touch my chocolate and live.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Now here's that clip from The Intruder.
You're not going to believe this. Charlie is outside cutting the grass.
What?
Did you just get this out of the garage?
That's where I keep it.
That should be gone by now.
That's hard. Hard to say goodbye.
I like that you just let the steel guitar roll.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God, that's awesome. So, this movie, I actually saw this movie ages ago, and there was literally a torrential downpour in Los Angeles, and this is important to the story because it means that everyone is driving like a maniac, and I literally thought about turning around and going back home rather than see the film.
Okay.
So I get to the theater, I'm kind of mad because I'm like, I risk death.
Right. Mm-hmm. I get it.
And I already kind of know what this movie's going to be. So Michael Ealy and Megan Good are this young couple who have decided to leave their city life behind, get a beautiful home in the country, focus on the family, reconnect, maybe work a little bit less. And they buy that home from Dennis Quaid. They think that the transaction is done and this man is going to get out of their lives, and he finds reasons to keep showing up. So it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And Dennis Quaid is so deeply committed to this role.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You gotta go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're right. You have to be committed. You have to really swing for the fences. By the end of the film, this had me completely turned around attitude-wise because I was yelling at the screen and clapping and laughing and screaming in horror because it is such a trashy, fun film.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. That sounds fun.
And I was like, oh, my God, you guys. A, we didn't die. B, this movie's actually good. Yay!
Yay. And we all know what Meg Ryan felt like, right?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay.
You know what, Ken?
Yeah.
Hashtag too soon.
Okay. Gray Drake, she is Ms. Movie Phone. You can always find those reviews, moviephone.com. We have a link to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. Thanks, Gray.
Thanks,
have a great
Gray.
Weekend.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.
Woo! Yay! I'm going to go cry about Meg Ryan now.
Okay.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.